The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel. Are you ready to explore the balance in your life? When the proper balance in your life is achieved, you can enjoy better relationships, careers, health, and life. Now, here is your host, Sangeeta Patel.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And today we are going to talk about stress. Wow, stress is such an epidemic today. Right from the kids' age, you know, they get stressed out at an early age. From their schoolwork, and adults get stressed out with their family care at work, and that creates dis-ease in our lives, you know, like anxiety, depression, overwhelm, sadness, heart attacks, and even cancer sometimes. So stress plays a major role in our lives in today's day and age. So I interviewed a few people to ask them what throws them off their tracks. And the number one response was stress. And it's no surprise. So today our guest is Matteya Pitteye from Florida. And Matteya is a licensed marriage and family therapist, stress to bliss guide, spiritual counselor, and certified neuro-linguistic programming practitioner. I love that. She is also a CEO and founder of Holistic Coaching International, a mind-body-spirit coaching practice designed to help individuals achieve more balance in their lives. Matteya's passion is to help women and men like you to have less stress, more peace, and have the tools to deal with our daily challenges. So Matteya is going to discuss with us today how to get relief from stress and many, many other things that she helps with her clients to do so. So welcome, Matteya. How are you?
Thank you so much, Sangeeta. And it's my pleasure and honor to be on your show and share with your listeners what I have learned over the last 15 years studying.
Thank you. Thank you. So could you share your story with our listeners today?
Yeah, sure. It's my pleasure. So I was actually born in Slovenia in Eastern Europe, used to be part of Yugoslavia. And my healing journey actually began in my home country, where I had to deal with many life challenges. So I became interested early in my life, you know, how people heal from emotional trauma. And my parents come from a working-class family, and my mom was a teacher. My father worked as a factory worker all his life. And my father actually died in an unfortunate hiking accident at age 52 when I was in the U.S. for just 3 months, and that was 98. And, you know, his death really devastated me, even though we never really been that close to one another. And And as with many other families who had to deal with the legacy of PTSD after the World War I and II, and my family had a history of substance abuse and violence, which has extended over several generations, and particularly on my mother's side of the family. And I am myself a survivor of abuse and trauma, which really caused me, you know, deep emotional scars. And I've been blessed to have had people around me in my life who have helped me to heal emotionally, which is really an ongoing journey. Okay. So, like I mentioned before, I moved to Miami in 97 to join my ex-husband. And soon after coming to the U.S., my unhealthy marriage failed. And because I didn't know actually that my ex-husband was an abusive alcoholic, and he was, you know, a master of masking it, and he refused to get help. So I had no choice but to leave him. And But this was really, I'm always looking for gems. I'm sure, Sangeeta, you feel the same. So it was really a blessing, because that's when I really began working on myself and healing myself. And so I work with several therapists, coaches, healers, and I've come to embrace spirituality in mind and body healing practices that I've been now studying for over 17 years. But to become a therapist was really because of my first therapist. Her name is Karen Rubenstein. She's a wonderful lady. Uh-huh. And she's the one who really inspired me to become a therapist myself. And she actually also endorsed my book, which is called My Journey to Self-Discovery, which was intended to empower and inspire other women going through similar challenges. And so this is kind of my story, and you know, it explains a lot, because my clients really, really relate to this, because I am very genuine and I can relate to a lot of things that they're going through, including, you know, anxiety, depression, relationships, as well as stress, which we're going to be talking about today.
Right. No, I'm touched by your story, and especially, you know, when you have walked this journey and come, you know, on the healing path right now, which is such a great achievement and accomplishment, you know, and that's why now it is your turn to kind of share with others who are going through similar, you know, situation, or they have been kind of just suffering in pain and struggle all these years, that they can listen to your story and get empowered, and that can help them that, yes, you know, there is hope out there. I'm not the only one. And, right. And you know, it helps, because people love to hear stories. And when they listen that, yeah, you know, this speaks to me. And that is very, very important for this. So thank you for sharing your story. So I know you are going to talk about the stress today. So why do you think it's important to learn how to manage stress?
Yeah, and I think this, like you mentioned before, you know, this has really become an epidemic. And, you know, myself, like I said, I suffer from anxiety, but I'm always reading on research, and research shows that nearly 80 to 90% of illnesses are stress-related, and that's a huge number. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. it's becoming worse. But I want to mention that stress is really individual experience, in the sense that, you know, what makes us feel anxious and upset is not the actual event, but it's our story, our perception, you know, mm-hmm. what we tell ourselves about what had just occurred. So, for example, let's just take a case of a driver who is often experiencing road rage, and I don't know how it's anywhere else, but I'm here in South Florida, and that's been really disturbing to me. So let's say when somebody cuts him or her off, the driver would say to himself, you know, how he dares to cut me off, or something similar along those lines. And, you know, the result is anger, anxiety, stress, strained relationships. On the contrary, a driver who can manage stress associated with driving can say to himself or herself something more along the lines, you know, this person must be really in a hurry. So in this way, you kind of minimize, you know, that it's not so bad, then you can get through this. You kind of talk to yourself. And I think that's really, really important. It's what we say to ourselves. And I often use this example to educate my clients that they do have control over their thoughts and their emotions. And instead of what we call so-called the stress response, which shows up physically as an increase in the blood pressure, metabolic rate, an increase in blood flow to the muscles. So we can notice, you know, how people get flat, like really tense and flushed. So we need to continuously nurture what I call relaxation response. And this is as per Herbert Benson, who actually wrote a book about this, the relaxation response. And the relaxation response is anything that helps us slow down, to breathe slowly. That's the first thing I do, teach people how to breathe. And when you are able to slow down, take a moment and really talk to yourself. And in this way, you're able to also decrease blood flow to the muscles and kind of relax. So I think it's very important. I think everybody should really learn this, how to handle the daily stress of modern life. And I always believe in prevention instead of, you know, fixing the symptoms. So I think that's why it's so important.
Right. Oh, yes, definitely. It is important. And like you mentioned, you know, like when you change the perspective on what you think or how you say your story, it just changes everything. And that's one of the things that kind of good for stress response versus a relaxation response. It's like you're slowing it down, you're changing your thoughts, you're thinking in a different way. So that helps with the stress response. That's great. And what? How can you, you know, tell our listeners if you can share how to deal with the stress more effectively? Like,
yes, and thank you for the question. This is a really important question because I think we all have tools, we all have techniques to deal with stress, and you know, and some of them are not so healthy. You know, whether it's going on a shopping spree or drinking too much, or you know, that's really not the best way. And I think the first thing is really important to find out what is really causing the stress in your life. Mm-hmm. And I see that, you know, at least here, the biggest stressors include traffic, congestion, money. That's still very big.
Yes.
You know, then dealing with in-laws, like you mentioned before, even young children get really stressed with so much homework. I mean, it seems like to me that's overwhelming. And, you know, sometimes people also get stressed because they work in a job they don't like because they have to. So it's just a lot of different factors. So that would be the first thing to assess, what is the major cause of stress and what can I do about it? And I think it's also very important to pay attention to your body. What is your body telling you? And learn to prevent stress from escalating. So we need to pay attention to the cues, right? What is really happening here? And the right. cues may be cognitive, which is our thoughts and our beliefs, like we talked before about this person who's a road rage. So what right. are you saying to yourself? Then we may experience physical cues. For somebody, maybe a headache or tension, flushed face. There are also behavioral cues. You know, you find yourself, I don't know, in the worst case scenario, somebody slamming the doors. You know, it's pretty obvious.
Oh, yes.
And really, really, some people I find when I work with my clients, sometimes they're not even sure what they are feeling. So what are you really feeling? Are you feeling angry? Are you feeling upset? Are you feeling anxious? And anger is actually always a secondary emotion, because what's really usually what happens is some kind of fear, some kind of insecurity involved, and then it's easier to get angry. The other person who made us angry, that's what we say, the other person made you angry, but it's really your thoughts, like we discussed. And I do want to mention some key points for managing stress.
Let's hold on to that, Matteya, because it's time for us to take a short break.
Sure.
And we have so much to share. So please stay tuned, listeners, and we will be right back after these messages. Thank you.
Thank you.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Like so many others, do you put on a game face to the world? The stress of home life, work life, and personal life converge on us on practically a daily basis. Yet, so rarely do we let others see our real selves. And we carry on like we don't have a single problem. We need to connect and to find out we're not alone. Tune into Stories from the Heart of Leadership with host Shamin Sadek to find out not only what's been created, but the story behind it. Listen live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you ever thought of owning your own business? Are you interested in making more money? Are you interested in becoming focused and super productive? Mark your calendar every Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 2 p.m. Central Time to listen and learn from America's business expert, Bill Walsh, on The Rainmaker Show. Bill will share the untold secrets to launch and build a successful company in today's challenging economy. We'll also have top success experts and giveaways every week. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel to create success on your terms.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
This is Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to support@embraceyourinnerself.com. Now, back to this week's program.
And welcome back again. So we are talking about stress, and Mathea is going to tell us more about the basics of the stress and how to deal with stress more effectively. So Mathea, please go ahead.
Thank you. So we were talking before, you know, what is causing stress in our life and how to. It's important to pay attention to the cues, which can be cognitive, physical, behavioral, and emotional. So now I want to share with you just a few key points, and if you want to write it down, this is a good time. You can always find more information on my website, which we're going to talk about later. So just a few quick tips. So first I would say, which is really important, and a lot of people don't do that, is to start your day on a positive note, being positive.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one. So, for example, think about things you're grateful for and include positive affirmations. I love Louise Hay, and maybe some of the listeners know Louise Hay.
I love her, too.
Yeah, she's amazing, and I learned so much from her. And one of my favorite affirmations is, all is well in my world. So no matter what is happening, you can start your day with a positive note. And so I really recommend Louise Hay when working with my clients. And it really makes a difference. Sometimes I'm joking about it. I'm saying, you know, just imagine this is like a brainwashing, but in a good way, because you want to let go of all these negative beliefs, which is really kind of, you know, if you think about it, this is really like unhealthy. And you keep living in the past. So thinking what the good things you have in life, and being grateful. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, which kind of goes with that, is to eat a healthy, nutritious breakfast. I think not many people do that. Sometimes they would just have coffee and a donut, which, you know, it's okay if you do it once in a while. But if you really want to, because I believe in holistic approach, and that's why I think we have to take care of our mind, our body, and our spirit. So taking care of our body, there's a lot of research out there that shows eating specific foods can also make you anxious. For example, drinking a lot of coffee. Right. It's a stimulant, it's going to give you the boost and energy in the morning, but if you do too much, you're going to make you very agitated and you're going to experience that crash. So one suggestion I can make is to maybe eat something like an oatmeal, and if you have organic or still cut oats, is even better.
Right.
With berries and a cup of green tea. I think that's a very good suggestion. Or maybe I always start my day with juicing as well.
Yes.
It really, really makes a difference. I don't even need coffee anymore.
And eating healthy breakfast in the morning, it kind of sets your day. Just like you mentioned earlier, think positive, start your day on a positive note, and then you eat well. So there you go, 1 + 1, it's a great day.
Yeah, and another thing I want to add, this is will help you keep your immune system healthy. And another thing that a lot of people forget is to drink plenty of water. We all heard that.
Yes.
So sometimes I say, just have that big jug, 8 ounces jug next to you so you remember. That's also very important.
Yes.
And the next one, which is also huge, and we're going to talk a little bit later about specifics for the workplace, but taking regular breaks away. I think when I was working the corporate, that was very tricky, but I would make it a point to take at least 30 minutes for lunch, stretch, and walk around. And contrary to what people think, it really actually helps your performance if you are rested, as opposed to if you're forcing yourself to work 8 hours straight or even more. Right. So it's very important to learn how to prioritize and use effective time management skills as well. But like I said, breaks are very important.
Yes, because sometimes, so many times, people just take the lunch or burger or something on their desk and they don't even get up. So they say that, I have a lot of work to do. So instead, they can pick up that lunch and just go outside or, in the next room, in a lounge or a cafeteria, which is nearby, just walking a little bit and then stretching, like you mentioned, gives them a break to just get up to the body and, breathe.
Yeah, breathing, yeah. And sometimes, which I also do when I was working corporate in a call center, it was very stressful, so I would do my tapping, which is explained on my website. So, and I think that's a great combination to take a break and walk around, and maybe if you're lucky that you work in a building when it's some green trees around, go hug a tree.
I love that. Yes, that's a big one, because then it gives you a chance to connect with the nature.
Exactly. Yeah. And talking about that, it's related to including exercise in your daily schedule. I know many people say, I just don't have time. Or, they even go and get a membership to the gym, but they don't go. So the thing is to figure out what makes you happy. What do you like to do? What kind of exercise you like to do? And just make it a priority. And, if you don't have time to go to the gym, you can be creative and either walk for 30 minutes or stretch at home. And they have so many of these DVDs these days, yoga DVDs and different exercises. So there shouldn't be any excuse. And I would say, we all heard this, to exercise 3 times a day for 30 minutes. And what I also say to my clients, if you don't have time to do it one chunk, just do 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes during lunch break, so you can break it up. And I think for busy moms, that is really important.
Yes. Yes. And even, sometimes, like you said, if people say that 30 minutes is too much or they don't have time, even in between every 2-3 hours, if they just walk up and down the stairs or just walk in the room or in the kitchen, if they're stay home moms, all that counts at the end of the day.
Yes, I definitely agree. And it's going to make a big difference. And like I say, exercise is not just to lose weight, but it's also help you with stress relief, because we get all those good hormones and we feel happier, we feel more energized. So it's really important. So so far we mentioned 4 things. So we mentioned starting a day on a positive note. We mentioned eating a healthy breakfast. Mm-hmm. We mentioned taking regular breaks.
Right.
And 4, including exercise. And the last thing I want to mention is, it's really helpful, at least for me. I've been meditating for like 17 years now. And I'm not going to say I always meditated every single day in those 17 years. But I think especially in the last 2 years, since I stopped working for corporate, I really do this every day. And it makes a huge difference. And there's a lot of different types of meditation to choose from. And what I find most beneficial is to teach people about self-hypnosis and guided meditation. So when you find yourself struggling with negative emotions, just taking a few moments to breathe and visit your special place, whether it's the beach or the garden or mountains, can really make a huge difference.
Right.
And, you know, while this may seem like a common thing to do, I find that many of my clients don't know that it will help them to be happier and less anxious. And, you know, and often this is especially true of women. Women, there are deeply ingrained beliefs that they are being selfish. They put themselves first. And
yes.
And that they don't think they can take time away from their family, from their responsibilities.
Right.
And they don't deserve to be happy, that they somehow have to earn it. So I'm really, really encouraging all women who are listening right now, take that time for yourself, because you're going to be a better mom, a better wife, a better friend if you take care of yourself. Would
yes.
you agree with me, Sangeeta?
Oh, yes, I completely agree, because when we don't take care of ourselves, how are we going to take care of our other people, you know? And so many times that what happens, we as women have so many other responsibilities that, you know, we, especially with kids and, you know, at work, cooking, taking care of the family and other family members, also extended family members. So in all that commotion, we kind of lose ourselves. And that's when, you know, things starts happening. And then when we are mad, everybody else in the family gets affected with that. So
yes.
It is very important as a person, as a woman, to take care of themselves first. So the great tips, Mateya. And we are going for another short break, but Mateya still has to share more about stress, how to deal with it, and how to deal with stress more effectively. Not just one day, 2 days, but making it as a lifestyle. So we will be right back after this message. Thank you.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
Experiencing loss or grief can be devastating. At some point, our soul compels us to embrace and embark on the journey to healing. But how do we begin? How do we move forward? Tune in to A Light for the Soul That Weeps with host Dayton Ann Williams. This program serves as your light, your forum, your passageway. Although healing is an inward journey, you are not alone. We can walk the path together. Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Experiencing loss or grief can be devastating. At some point, our soul compels us to embrace and embark on the journey to healing. But how do we begin? How do we move forward? Tune in to A Light for the Soul That Weeps with host Dayton Ann Williams. This program serves as your light, your forum, your passageway. Although healing is an inward journey, you are not alone. We can walk the path together. Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to support@embraceyourinnerself.com. Now, back to this week's program.
And welcome back again, and thank you for tuning in today. We have our guest, Mateya, and we are talking about stress relief and for good. So if you practice every day, then I'm sure you will have relief from stress. So now Mateya will be talking about especially to deal stress at work, because it is different to the different kind of stresses, you know, at work, at home. So, Mateya, can you please share your tips on how to relieve stress instantly at your desk at work?
Yes, and thank you so much, Sangeeta. And I'm very passionate about this because, like I was mentioning before, I used to work for corporate. I used to work for agencies, and it was always kind of challenging because you don't choose your time, right. And sometimes you don't have the time to really take care of yourself. So I want to share with you some quick tips that I actually used and I suggested to my clients. Mm-hmm. And here's what you can do if you're experiencing stress and your day and you're not able to leave your, you know, workplace. So first I'm going to say, pay attention to your body and your feelings. This mm-hmm. is really important. Like we were talking before, paying attention to your cues. And you know, what's really going on? Your body is very wise, and your body is going to tell you if something is off. So if you feel tired, mm-hmm. unmotivated, or you had to deal with a difficult customer or, you know, coworker, the first thing I would suggest is just taking a deep breath. Because what happens is that when we are stressed or upset of something, we don't breathe from our diaphragm like we are supposed to. Our breathing becomes very shallow, very tense. So by taking a deep breath, you will activate your relaxation response, as we talked before,
right,
as opposed to your fight or flight response. Mm-hmm. So fight or flight response, we didn't really touch on that too much, but fight or flight response is really our primordial response. Our ancestors had to deal with real danger, whether it's the tribes or you know, dangerous animals. So it was crucial for our survival that we were able to react quickly. However, in our modern society, we have more psychological stress from traffic, from people, deadlines, pressure, performance. So when we consciously focus on our breath, you will soon find that you are relaxing as the blood flow to your muscles will decrease and you will get more oxygen to be able to restore to a peaceful state.
Right.
So that's one of my first tip, you know, by paying attention to your body and taking a deep breath. And I would also suggest using a pleasant imagery. And this is my favorite tool because, you know, when you're really upset, just try to think about something pleasant. So we talk about beautiful garden or your favorite beach or a place that brings you peace and comfort. And, you know, when you're working, that is something very easy to do. Taking a breath and just for a minute, it doesn't have to take long, just right. paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I want to do, also we mentioned that before, and you can do this at work as well, on your desk, your cubicle. It's important to do some stretches, and not just during the lunch break like we talked before, but, you know, we are really not built to work 8 hours in a cubicle, all, you know, scrunched behind a computer, and our posture gets bad. So it's really important for our, not just our mental, but and then also physical health. And what happens when we do stretches, this will help your body release any tension in your muscles. And I want you to really do it slowly and mindfully,
yes.
and just trying to stay in the present and forget for a moment the issue you're just handling and telling yourself that you're doing is taking a break and that you will get back as soon as you're done.
That's a great point to remember, because you have to kind of, because our body listens to us. So when you mention that, then the body says, oh, okay, cool. You know, we'll be back on the track again. And then as soon as you get up, like for instance, I put a timer on my desk, you know, every 90 minutes, I make a point. And when it rings, I get up, whatever I'm doing, I just leave it out and then I'll be right back. And then just do either walk around, take a breath, have a glass of water, and do some tapping or bouncing, and very slowly, gently, or go out and touch the ground. So these are the things that, you know, people can do. And that's a great point.
Yeah, thank you. And I love your idea about the timer, because we lose track of what we are doing. And then all of a sudden we are working 2 hours and we forgot to take a break or drink of water. So I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
And my next great tip is, I love essential oils.
Oh,
you love
too.
Essential oils? Yeah, so one of my favorite ones is actually lavender, and I usually keep it in my purse. And then you just rub it very gently in your palms, and you just enjoy this pleasant smell. And just by smelling this, you know, it doesn't have to be lavender. It could be anything that you like. For example, there are certain other essential oils, and I know, Sangeeta, you know a lot about this, is, you know, that can create different experiences. If you have,
yes,
like orange scent is more like energizing, lavender is more calming.
Mm-hmm.
So if it just depends what's happening with you. So, and just by using this essential oil, you will instantly change your thoughts, as your mind will focus on the sensation in front of you, which is just a pleasant smell. And, you know, who doesn't like pleasant smell? And I just love this because it's such a great and easy tool. And again, you can do this from your desk. You don't have to, you know, go anywhere.
Right. That's so true. Because, and then you can even do, instead of like a first aid kit, you can have like an essential oil first aid kit, whatever, maybe two or three you like. You can just put it in small bottles and carry it in your purse wherever you go, especially when you travel also.
Right. I love that idea. Yeah, it's definitely important. So we talked so far about three things. We talked about paying attention to your body and your feelings and taking a deep breath when you notice you're tense, doing stretches. And then the third thing we mentioned now is to using essential oils. And I have two more tips for you. So the next one is, if you're really upset over something, you know, just don't react. I'm always saying to my clients, try to respond instead of reacting. So try to get
important.
A perspective first and do not react automatically. You know, instead you want to take a break to sort through your feelings, you know, what actually happened. And is it possible you misunderstood the situation? Like we were talking before, it's all in our perception. It's all in our story.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that you interpreted the situation based on your past experience. So I teach my clients that whenever something really upsets them,
uh-huh,
it's generally 90% about the past. You know, past relationship, what happened to them. And it's only 10% about the present.
Ah.
So it's really important.
Okay.
And also want to mention, you know, that think about, what does this situation remind you of? Maybe as a child you created an unconscious belief that you have to defend yourself at all times, or that you weren't good enough. And that's why I love using my techniques such as neuro-linguistic programming and hypnosis, because they can be a great help when these same issues or emotional reactions keep coming up. And sometimes we don't even know why, because it's so deep in our beliefs and our subconscious. But I think the good thing is, as an adult, you can change those beliefs.
Uh-huh.
So, and the last one I have to mention is to, which is also a huge one, is to forgive yourself and the other person.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it is definitely. And, you know, it's not easy sometimes. I'm not saying, people think if you say forgive, that you say to the other person that you're wrong. But it really doesn't matter who was right and who was wrong. And by releasing the situation, you will stop dwelling on the issue, and because otherwise you keep carrying it around. And sometimes people carry this around for years and years and years, holding grudges. And I tell to people, the only person you're hurting is yourself, because the other person may probably forgot about it already.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And even Dalai Lama says that practicing forgiveness does not mean accepting wrongdoing.
Yeah.
So sometimes you need to have a direct and honest discussion with the person who wronged you, and it is a growth, you know, a teaching moment. Sometimes you need to detach with love and let that person go. So forgiveness is a big part. And all these things that I mentioned, paying attention to your body, doing stretches, using essential oils, trying to get a perspective, as well as forgiving yourself. This is all that can be done at wherever you are, including your work. And it's just really simple techniques that I find that really work well.
That's so true. And you don't even have to go to the gym to do this. You can do everything just by sitting on your desk.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Yes, yes. So this is great information, Mateya. I mean, we learned so much today about stress and how to respond, the relaxation response, the five tips that you can do at home and at work. And just by eating healthy breakfast, drinking plenty of water, taking breaks, meditation, exercises, stretches, essential oils. Wow, we have given so much information about stress in our short time that we have, and
right.
I'm sure you can keep going on and on and on, but we have, it's time to take a short break right now. We still have some more time to share, so please stay tuned and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Have you ever thought of owning your own business? Are you interested in making more money? Are you interested in becoming focused and super productive? Mark your calendar every Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 2 p.m. Central Time to listen and learn from America's business expert, Bill Walsh, on The Rainmaker Show. Bill will share the untold secrets to launch and build a successful company in today's challenging economy. We'll also have top success experts and giveaways every week. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel to create success on your terms.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Tune in every week for The Wellness Lounge, A Step Further, with host Desiree Watson. Our program empowers you to incorporate a wellness lifestyle into your life, supported by a diverse selection of guests, including physicians, athletes, and education and government professionals. While helping you realize the connection between mind, body, and spirit, you'll achieve a personal edge in injury avoidance, stress management, and personal development. The Wellness Lounge, A Step Further, airs Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Empowerment, and Saturdays at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches, ready to share success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Hear about personal growth, building a better business, inspirational life stories, and personal branding. You'll find it every day at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to support@embraceyourinnerself.com. Now, back to this week's program.
And welcome back again. And today we are talking with Mateya and talking about stress, how to deal with it effectively anywhere you go, at your home, at work. And especially, you don't need to go to gym also to release stress effectively. You can do this at your workplace, right on your desk, right in your chair. So Mateya, let's keep continuing and give our listeners more tips.
Thank you, Sangeeta. And what I want to kind of emphasize, just to make it more clear, so I always think that if you know what you're dealing with, it helps a lot. So I just want to kind of wrap this up to kind of emphasize the basics of stress. So like we were talking before, in our society today, stress has become chronic, and it's primarily psychological, such as deadlines at work and having too many things to do, which are often self-imposed. We just don't like saying no, and this can be stressful because we hold grudges. So we're also working long hours without taking even 30 minutes for lunch, poor diet, lack of exercise. So when I was sharing my tips, these are one of the things that I mentioned, how important it is to take a break and eat healthy and find some way to exercise. Right. And so while our ancestors had to fight real dangers from wild animals and tribes and thus develop fight-or-flight response as a survival mechanism, this mechanism has become overused and causes physical illnesses since our body is in a constant alert to manage those primarily psychological threats from the environment. Because you can imagine if you're constantly bombarded, you know, with traffic and this, and we constantly keep getting upset and anxious, it affects, and, you know, it really often affects our gastrointestinal system as well. That's why people have a lot of issues with that. Well, I actually developed acute gastritis when I was working in a toxic workplace because, you know, I was kind of forcing myself to work where I really didn't enjoy it. So that's a big factor. And, you know, so what happens with this flight or fight response? While it helped our ancestors to react quickly to danger, when this is happening, physiologically speaking, our bodies release hormones such as cortisol, and I'm sure many of our listeners heard that, cortisol. And what happens with the cortisol increases the heart rate and blood pressure and metabolic rate, and thus increases the blood flow to the muscles. And this is really supposed to help us when we have to react quickly to danger. And like you discussed, in today's modern life, you're not so much exposed to real environmental danger. However, you're dealing with this psychological dangers and deadlines. And so this stress response gets triggered all the time, and this will really weaken our immune system. So, and all these tips that I was sharing are really simple tips how we can deal with this without making ourselves sick. And cancer also is one of the things, you know, that's been, for example, in my family for a long time. And so that's something I'm very aware of because it starts in your energy field and then it goes to your physical body. And that's why I think it's so important to remember that stress is an individual experience and that we can do something about it just by using the simple techniques we discussed today.
Right.
And maybe we're going to talk a little bit more now about, you know, how the listeners can reach me.
Sure.
Yeah, so my main website, and by the way, I'm very, very passionate about finding natural ways. That's why I always feel that we are taking too much medication, especially kids, for some things that don't need to. Many times people don't need to be on medication. So my mission is life to help people finding natural ways. So my website is called Natural Stress naturalstressmanagement.com. So naturalstressmanagement.com. And there you'll find tips, resources. You're going to find information about me, find the ways how I work. So that's the website. And people can also reach me on my email, which is Mateja, and my name is spelled M-A-T-E-J-A, Mateja at holisticcoachinginternational.com, which is actually the name of my company. It's called Holistic Coaching International. And my mission is life to reach as many people as possible internationally and empower them. I want us all to be in bliss instead of stress and find, you know, this kind of techniques. Find what works for you. Maybe some of these things I mentioned do not work for you, but you, I'm sure you can find something, whether it's doing the stretches, using essential oils. And if you're more curious about tapping and what it is, or neuro-linguistic programming, which are my two most favorite and right now the top techniques in behavioral field, to learn more about that. And you can also call me. I offer a free consultation at 561-299-1028. And I love what I do. And because I learned how to heal myself, now I'm sharing how with others how they can heal themselves. And I love helping people to be happier and less stressed.
Yes. And that is what our life is all about, right? That is what we need to do. We need to release the stress and be in the beautiful, joyful state that we are meant to be, you know? So this is great, great tips for today, Mateja. Thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your wisdom today and empowering our listeners, especially with stress, because I believe 99% of the population on our planet deals with some kind of stress on a daily basis, you know, in some level, either health or wealth or relationships. So this simple tips will be such a great bliss for everyone. So thank you for joining us today, Mateja.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. And I love listening to your show. You have so many wonderful guest speakers, and I'm looking forward to hear more. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for joining us today. And also remember to visit limitlesslifetransformation.com to sign up for this amazing 3-day healing retreat, and also to receive 3 teleclasses free series to warm up for the retreat. The first teleclass is about how to transform your relationships. The second is manifesting joy. And the third one is transforming your relationship with money. And my retreat will be from June 3rd through June 5th of 2015 in Red Bank, New Jersey. So thank you once again and have a blissful day. Namaste.
Thank you again for tuning into the show. Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel can be heard live every Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. This week, may everything come together to give your life balance.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.